Last year, Bennington College and Hoosick Falls High School students began researching their region's similar PFOA contaminations in an effort to calm community concern. Their findings were discussed at a conference at Bennington College over the weekend that featured residents and lawmakers from both regions. During day one of the conference Friday, students showcased the work they've done to answer questions rattling their region like, has PFOA contaminated swimming pools? Is filtered tap water safe to drink? And is it in our maple syrup? On Saturday, Hoosick Falls Central School District Superintendent Kenneth Faison and Bennington College's Professor David Bond presented the material to the public, and they basically said the answer to those questions is yes, to all of it. Bond says the conference was an effort to bridge the state line and bring the two communities together to exchange information.
There was a scarcity of reliable places to go to get up to speed on what was happening. So we thought the college could play a role by opening our classroom space and teaching what we do best to not only our students, but to the community that wanted to learn more about what was going on.
The overall feel of the conference wasn't the pride of accomplishment, but rather a quest for answers. Students, scientists, local and state officials, and residents exchanged their stories in hopes of coming up with a better plan going forward. Vermont Democratic Senator Brian Campion says more needs to be done to restore southern Vermont communities affected by contamination.
Parents learned that they had been rearing their children with contaminated water. People had cooked with it, cared for their pets. Families filled water bottles for hiking trips with what they believed was clean water. People drilled wells on land where they'd built their homes. Showering, swimming, drinking, cooking, in short, innumerable interactions between people and PFOA.
Blood testing in this region and in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, New York, has shown PFOA levels many times greater than the national average. Soil samples tested in some areas are 100 times greater, which means left untreated, it will remain in drinking water for decades.
PFOA persists indefinitely in the environment. It's a toxicant and carcinogen, and it holds a high probability of being linked to cancers and many other diseases.
Hoosick Falls resident Michael Hickey paid for the initial test that revealed the PFOA contamination in that Rensselaer County village. His father, who lived next door to a chemical laboratory, died of kidney cancer, and Hickey suspected something environmental, like PFOA, could have contributed.
And nobody was really willing to test at that point.
Hickey found a private lab.
I decided to do the test on my own, and when it came back, it was positive.
Hickey's story isn't unique. Whistleblowing from Emily Marpey and Jim Godine from Petersburg, New York, and North Bennington, Vermont, respectively, helped escalate community awareness. They, alongside their elected leaders, discussed what still keeps them up at night. For instance, other than the quality of the drinking water, residents are concerned about the effect of contamination on the value of their homes. Goodine, a developer, says the contamination is crumbling good real estate because
nobody's going to drill a well down there into that aquifer ever again. No one in their right mind.
Marpey had sold her home in Petersburg and moved to Hoosick Falls, where the water supply is municipal.
The comfort of our home out the window.
She says it really lowered the selling price of her home, but she got rid of a headache. North Bennington Village Chair Matt Patterson says governments need to stay on top of testing or getting polluters to test for chemicals.
You're going to see these fluctuations in these wells, and this is why it absolutely is not acceptable to go and test somebody's well and determine, oh, that you have clean water, because tomorrow you might not, or next month, and they need to keep testing these wells.
Former regional EPA Administrator Judith Ank suggested a new policy to replace the Toxics Replace Inventory, or TRI, which requires companies to report how much pollution they release.
How about a new state law that the Vermont State Legislature or the New York State Legislature can adopt, because I'm guessing we're not going to get it through Congress in this climate, where if you're a company, you have to report the amount and the type of chemical that you use on your plant site, either manufacturing or for maintenance. And then you, the company, the party, need to test the groundwater on the footprint of your facility and then post the test results on a publicly available website.
Bennington Professor Bond and Hoosick Falls Superintendent Faison say they hope the meeting of the communities will bring future collaboration. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.